You're welcome to the Polished and Fit Marriage Preparatory Course. I'm so excited to present this course to you. Welcome to session one, which is the Pre-Relationship Refinery, or what you call the Awakening Series. You're also welcome to Module One, which is Visions on Tablets. Visions on Tablets. So let's just run right through into the course. Now, many times, what you're expecting is actually around you or is ready, but just waiting for you to uncover it. On the journey to becoming a wife, we have many wishes, but sometimes no clarity. This model shifts you from just guessing or hoping to becoming clear about where you're headed maritally and gaining that responsibility for your progress on this journey. So ride with me. So for every model in this course, there is always a model defining scripture. And for this model, there are scriptures that defines this particular one. So for this model one, the defining scriptures we have Luke 14, 28 to 30. Luke 14, 28 to 30. From the Message Bible, it says, "Is there anyone here who planning to build a new house doesn't first sit down, you see, sit down and figure the cost so you would know if you can complete it? If you only get to the foundation laid and then run out of money, you're going to look foolish. Everyone passing by will poke fun at you. He started something he couldn't finish." The second defining scripture, Habakkuk 2 and verse 3, still in the Message Bible, it says, "And then God said, write this. Write what you see. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. This vision message is a witness pointing to what is coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait. And it doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on its way. It will come right on time." And the final defining scripture on this one is Jude chapter 1 and verse 2, still the Message translation. It says, "Relax. Everything is going to be all right. Rest. Everything is coming together. Open your hearts. Love is on the way." For this model, the model objectives are, I'm saying that by the end of this model, you would have a clearer picture of who you are as an individual before adopting thoughts about relationships and marriage. So you're going to get a hold on self-mastery, more like the basics for self-mastery, an evaluation of who your good man is, and then starting out with a clear vision for your relationship and your marriage. Okay, the outline for this particular model simply covers, have you met you? It's a question. Your good man, clarifying your expectations, learning from others, mindset when creating your visions on tablets, then no vague impressions. Okay, can we just run right in through it? So I'm starting from the first outline, which says, have you met you? Have you met you? It's a question I want you to think about today as we go through this course. While we have so much to cover in this preparatory course, and I almost can't wait to share them all with you, I believe that a very safe and important starting point to this journey of love, relationship, marriage, and bliss will be paying attention to the key participants in this covenant. Listen, I would like us to start with the most beautiful and amazing you. Yes, you, super lady. Can we pay a little attention to you first before anything else? Before him? Even before us? Okay. If you do not know where you are going as a person, trust me, girl, it will be difficult to know who to tag along with. As much as marriage is very vital, self-discovery is often the first starting point on this journey. Can you say boldly that you really know who you are? You may want to take off some time if you haven't really discovered you to do so. Please do well to go all the way to understand self-mastery. Girl, trust me, it will be one of your greatest tools. You can start by taking some time, you know, to pray and bask in God's presence. Get instrumental worship and just fill up your spirit, especially, you know, by speaking in tongues, and then commence this research on yourself, asking God to actually show you who you really are. Trust me, the greatest self-discovery is always through His eyes. There's no product, as far as I know, you know, that designed its own purpose by itself, except the creator of that product. Listen, God made you, and you cannot fully understand you without His revelation of who you are. This is something you shouldn't even dare push aside, but be committed to know. Also, define what is truly important to you as a person. If you must talk to a trusted mentor, or, you know, trusted people, or a sound, balanced, clarity coach to help you on this discovery journey, please do so. Ask for genuine feedbacks about yourself. Girl, you may also want to do the purpose-driven live book exercise, you know, by Rick Warren. It's a 40-day book study to help you with this discovery. This, again, would be the major ground for which anything else will continue on this journey. This is a never-ending process. Please understand that as we keep evolving, but it is important to start from somewhere. You do not get to know all about yourself at once, so if you know to an extent, trust me, on track, but keep pushing for more. The more you understand you and know yourself and understand you better, it will help you get the best out of yourself. It is easy to get the best out of yourself when you understand yourself better. Now, please know this, that there are no right or wrong answers when it comes to trying to discover who you really are, right? It is a worthy exercise, and your destiny, trust me, deserves this exercise. Please remember to put everything under the perspective of God's word as you do so. It should be a spiritual and a physical discovery, and I am most certain that this would revolutionize your life. Trust me, it is a trusted and a tested principle. Now, spiritual is often the principle, okay, but also discover things that have always been with you. But, you know, you may just have never paid attention to those things. I usually call this your awakening experience, okay? One other way to do this is to think about your grand interview when you have become that great woman you have always dreamed of and you are on a world-class stage. Or the cover page of a premium global magazine. And on that day, you are being asked questions by one of the most powerful hosts you have always admired, and you need to provide answers that the world will forever marvel at your depth and appreciate your flavor in coloring the world as God's ambassador. Girl, what will your answers be? You may never have thought of that before, or you may never have thought about it this way, but I hope this awakens you today to do this beautiful exercise. It doesn't even matter if you are not doing all these things yet, but I want it to spark a new perspective about how you see yourself and how you relate with yourself. This can cover a whole range of questioning. Please see the task of this model one, you know, to view some aspects that would help you on this discovery journey. I promise you, you will be a different person afterwards. I know it's not as easy as it sounds, but trust me, it is necessary for the next season of your life. Bear in mind that I am still also even discovering me as we know in parts. There are amazing things that we'll still do, that we presently don't even have an idea about. Have you thought about that before? That there are great things you'll still do as an individual, but they have not even crossed your mind. I mean, your vision book, your vision board, and all of that has not even carried them because you don't even have an idea yet that you would still do those things, you know? And so I want you to pay a lot of attention to this. So cheer up, raise up, and enjoy each phase as it comes to you. But please do this for yourself before you start considering a relationship. Identity is the foundation for a healthy relationship. While you're finding purpose, keep building deeper intimacy with God, building your skills, monetizing your passions, enlarging your capacity, growing your value base and your worth. And then please live your life to the fullest. Live your life. Enjoy every moment of your life. Okay? So like I said, if you go through the exercise, the task for this particular model, it would give you a whole range of questions that you begin to ask, you know, to help you with your self-mastery. Now, I know that this may seem like I'm overflogging this, but trust me, self-mastery is the best thing that can happen to you as an individual. Perhaps, I mean, you needed this discovery before proceeding to desire a relationship, you know. I honestly, if I want to be so honest with you, I feel jealous of you to know these things ahead of time. I mean, before being in a relationship, you know, I knew some of them, you know, personally, but not as detailed, you know, as this. Now, the task, like I said, for this model expands self-mastery guidelines even some more. So please take time to answer the questions to help you know you better. It is an intense exercise, but promise me that you will do it. I still take such exercises from time to time as I observe that as we grow, our interests, they also evolve. What do you think? Okay, so the question again, have you met you? So while you're thinking about that, let's move on with the course. Now let's move over to your good man. I mean, which is one of the reasons you signed up in the first place for this course. And so this is what I want you to think about this time. I need my own man. But can you recognize him if you are not clear about what you want? Have you thought about that before? I mean, everybody, oh, I just want to get married. I just want my own man. But have you thought about it? Have you sat down to think about how clear, how are you going to recognize? It's just like saying you want to travel somewhere. How do you recognize that you have arrived at the place? If you do not have any roadmap, if you do not have any identifiers, if you don't have anything to help you know that, okay, I've gotten to that place that I've been trying to get to get. So I've observed that, I mean, from a tender age, hey, we have always seen ladies play dress up in preparation for Prince Charming. I mean, every woman has her own dream man, and Cinderella got nothing on us, trust me. So some of us, we have these men in our mind. Some of us, we've written them in a book, and some others at other locations. But first today, can you say you have clear expectations about the man you desire? Or the man of your dreams. I'm saying a complete list of your dream man in every way. I'm talking about spiritual qualities, physical look, family background, educational and intellectual qualities, anything else that matters to you about him. You know, our faces are different, so you know, our needs different. Now, you know, often we hear about, you know, faith. We talk about faith a lot, or have faith for this thing and for that. But see, faith is the substance of things what hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. It is very important that you are specific about your expectation with God and in life. He answers to the letter, even those things that you may feel may be an overkill. If it is grounded in God's word, not unrealistic, and it suits your purpose, then he remains faithful to bring them through. Yeah. Don't give an uncertain sound. You need to be clear and very deliberate. Okay? Now, this is not a license to start sampling men everywhere, oh, and seeing the one that fits your spec only, even when God is leading you to a certain direction. I mean, God has an amazing sense of humor, you know. And he may bring someone who fits your purpose but doesn't look like what you have imagined yet, but has the full capacity to be that. Have you thought about that before? I'm saying God is bringing someone to you in your own mind for now. He doesn't look like it, but he has the capacity. He has everything to become what you have always desired and what you have always imagined. Don't worry, as you're taking this course, there'll be a lot of discoveries that would help you along this journey. So don't be in a haste to judge. Just come with me as we continue unraveling this. So see, some may even come looking better than what you had in mind. Please do not shrink and start saying he's too good for you. There's nothing like that, or he's not too good for you. See, God would always treat us better than we can ever treat ourselves. But still, make your expectations clear. I'm sure you get the drift. So no loafing around. No just winging it. Anyone that comes, anyhow. No, nothing like that. Be very sure about your expectations, okay? So let's go back to clarifying your expectations in details. So, you know, we are answering a lot of these questions on visions on tablets. And what are some of the questions I want you to really ponder about and think about as we talk about visions on tablets? Who is the man of my dreams? Asking yourself this question. Why do I really want to get married? Have you really thought about it? Or is it just based on age? Ha! And the pressure. And I mean, it just looks like the in thing, you know. I mean, everyone wants to flash a ring and say, I'm a married woman. Or you can't just wait to have sex, so that's the reason you want to marry. Find out personally, what is your reason? Why do you want to get married? Have you thought about it before? Thirdly, what kind of home do you want to build? Have you thought about that? What kind of spouse do you even want to be? Do not only expect amazing, you yourself be amazing too. Number five, what legacy, what family vision do you want to build as an individual? What are your deal breakers? Again, the task for this model will take this clarification, you know, to another whole new level. Now, listen, your why would always become your defining factor. I mean, even Tyler Perry did a movie and it's called Why Did I Get Married? Okay, so I felt we should also take some time to learn from some others. I remember when I first did this course, unofficially, you know, I had this group of ladies that I shared with and we learned a whole lot. I had amazing responses about people's dream man. I just thought, you know, as part of this course, I wanted to share some with you, okay? So I'm not mentioning anyone's name, you know, I may just mention initials. I mean, it doesn't even look like them at all for confidentiality, basically. But let me just share some of the answers they gave, you know, when I asked them, oh, so tell me about your dream man and all of that. So there's this RO that says, for me, I want a man who understands the purpose of a godly marriage, to multiply also because I cannot produce alone, for companionship and to fulfill purpose. No, that was her own response. Then there's this other person, I would just want to call her Mo. So for Mo, she said, so of course everyone wants a blessed home. However, it wasn't until recently that I actually sat down to think and write down some things. So there are so many areas and so many desires, but I summarized it into an acronym. So the things that are just major for me, this is Mo speaking now. So it says, I call it my DAC, tall and handsome. Yes, DAC as per DAC. Not dark as per D-A-R-K now. It's not a mistake, okay? So D for her, D for drive. I desire a man who is self-motivated to succeed, who has a will and a desire to have a very successful life at whatever endeavor he finds himself. A is for ambition. He should have a vision and a purpose he's pursuing, aspirations he wants to fulfill, that are centered around honoring God and serving humanity. And C is for character. He should have the right character to back up the vision. And for me, those characters include wisdom, discipline, intentional, pursuing a walk with intentionally pursuing a walk with God, a heart of service, teachability, kindness, you know, skillfulness, generosity, a desire to raise a godly home. From my lips to God's ears, I say amen to most prayers. Okay, and then I had ST that says, I want a man of integrity and honor, a spiritually matured man, a man who loves God for himself and wants to serve God for real. He must be hardworking too, a man who loves family and wants to build a godly one. Okay, now I also had, you know, some married women that I interacted with too, and one of them, let me just call her GA, this was her answer. She said, I really desired a man that has a heart for God, a man of character and content with great moral values, hardworking, and of course, tall and good looking. My deal breaker was zero tolerance for abusive relationship and an unfaithful partner. I beg, no wandering eyes. I mean, okay, don't worry, we'll still talk about things like that as the course goes on. And then there's this other married woman, S.I. She said, for me, I always wanted a diligent, purposeful, family-oriented, generous, integrity, very teachable man with an active and growing relationship with Christ. I mean, I believe this would form the centerpiece of our home, and he must be attractive. Oh, hey. What I mean to say is I should find him attractive. He may not be Hercules in looks and body appearance, but I beg, he should be presentable and good to look at as per facial structure and general physical appearance. Okay, so I also have Joe. Joe said, a confident man, a man's confidence plays a big part in a healthy relationship. He'll feel more secure in the relationship. She also wants a man of integrity, a selfless man, God-loving, dedicated, a good listener, romantic, ambitious, and focused. If a man isn't focused in life, it is a pretty good sign that he is a chaotic mess. Men without goals or who aren't focused on anything in life will end up frustrated and lost soon. Of course, an emotionally matured man, emotional maturity is something one needs to look out for. Does he get egoistic or angry over silly things? If a guy seems immature when making decisions, it's probably not the right one for a long-term partner. So say someone who pursues me and who respects me, committed to me and our family. A man with a good sense of humor, of course, humor warms the soul, and sharing laughter both publicly and privately is one of the intimate shared experiences one can have with another. A physically fit man, and he must be compassionate. Joe on that one. And then I also have Yah. So Yah says, some men have mastered the act of saying things ladies want to hear. So I'm more focused on your actions, says a wise lady. Then again, he must take care of himself physically. That shows he loves himself. You cannot give what, you know, you do not have. So these are different answers from different ladies that I interacted with that told me about the kind of man, you know, they're looking forward to having. So I would say, as faces are different, so needs and desires are different. So hey, what's your own list like? This course is a preparatory course, and I will be coming so close to your territory over and over again. But fear not, don't worry. You would love every single bit of the experience. Okay, so let me give you some practical life scenario that I have witnessed before. Now, this is not a personal experience, but something I've witnessed. So there's someone I know, okay, that almost missed his wife, you know, for dressing in a certain way, as he had eyes for some other lady. He felt, oh, that one, you know, she was pink, she dressed better, but she really had no depth. So in those days, I had to tell him, you know, he spoke to me then. I told him, I said, that it can be worked on, you know, and we helped to improve, you know, we helped her to improve on her dressing, as she was a good lady. Trust me, she was actually a very good lady, you know, but just could not afford to dress better at the time. Imagine. Now, I haven't gone through all of the process. They're married today, the both of them, and girl, the way he's crazy about his wife is something else. And she also has really grown in her dress sense, really looks so good, and I mean they are doing so well together. Their family is growing, and they are flourishing and doing so well. So you see, this kind of example, for instance, something like dressing can be worked on. You understand? Especially if the guy is teachable. Now the challenge will be that okay, he doesn't dress so well or up to your own taste and does not want any form of help. One quality you want to add to your list is teachability. Does this person listen to suggestions, or he is the alpha and the omega every moment, that everything he says is all and in all? He doesn't want anybody to give suggestions or have an opinion on anything. You won't think about that a whole lot, so also concerning something like dressing, another question to clarify is, are you both on very opposite spectrums, or you have the same views? Do you understand what I'm saying? I would explain it. For example, so this guy is super conservative when it comes to dressing, and you want to be the more expressive, dress wise kind of person. So I would say, if this is someone you're considering, be sure that this will not become a subject for contention tomorrow. Okay, because as I have seen people, with different cases where they get married with their known differences and they now expect their partners to change afterwards. Please, this doesn't even make any sense. How do you expect? So you met this lady, she fixes her nails, she likes makeup, she likes wigs, she likes to dress and look good and all of that. That's the kind of person she is. And you, on the other hand, as the guy, you're someone that, you don't want all of those expressions. You like someone that doesn't even fix nails. You want it natural. Okay, so you don't want someone that does makeup, just powder and lip gloss. It's fine by you. And then you are putting eye on this very hot chick, this hot babe. And then you just try to endure the process and say, okay, let's just get married to her so that you can show her. And then you now start trying to change her or force her into something that, I mean, it's just not her thing. And then it becomes contention, like, oh, she's not submissive. It has nothing to do with submission. It has everything to do with the choice you made, seeing very well that this is who this person is. So it's the same thing too. You need to understand that in a case, I'm just using dressing as an example. There are several other examples. I'm just saying that for something like this, please make your expectations very clear. You saw them that way and you accept it. So don't come and, try to make a big deal out of it, especially when you were very clear about this. You saw them that way and you maybe in the midst of your conversation and interaction, you tried to make suggestions. And the person always turned down those suggestions and kept insisting how that no, they don't want things like that. And you still went ahead. Girl, please don't complain because that is the choice you made. Okay, so I would say if you are a makeup sister, trouser sister, Tim Peng babe, and is a natural, does not like expression. And in fact, there are some, they even go ahead and condemn it. You may be on a wrong track, okay, going on with someone like that. I hope you get my drift, okay? Whatever choice you are choosing to make sure you take responsibility for that choice so that tomorrow you don't come and say, oh, I'm having it. No, you're not having issues. You made a choice and you should be responsible for the choices that you have made. Again, this is just an introduction to help us to be sure we know what we want so that we are not confused whenever he shows up. Defining scripture says you should write it out how? In block letters. So please write it out and be very, very detailed when you're writing this out. Okay. Now, mindset when you're creating your list. Okay. So I just gave you clarifying, details. But now, what is the mindset you should have when you're creating your list? Okay. So just like we started with you. Remember when we talk about have you met you? Okay. So just like we started with you, does this man understand who God has called him to be? It's a question. How will you fuse together when the understanding of purpose is out of order? You cannot trade this part. Please, you do not want to start out with a man that has a confused identity. So purpose is usually the first line of the right mindset in discovering who you would be walking life's journey with. He must know, I'm not saying know 100% everything about himself, but at least have some form of understanding of purpose and identity, and you know where he's headed as a man. Okay, so more so, look at the quality principle beyond the circumstance. So like the life scenario I shared above. Now, what I would look at in that circumstance is, does she have a teachability problem? Now, that is a principle, or she's just not a pressing that knows how to dress properly. Now, that is a circumstance. When they buy clothes for her, will she wear them or not? Is she willing to learn to be better? Okay. Now, that is just one aspect. You can now, if you feel, okay, I want to really check with teachability with this person, then try in several other ways to confirm whether she is teachable or not, so that your judgment is not clouded. Do you get? Now, not going on with a potential spouse based on dressing is not the issue. You did not, maybe, let me say, leave the person based on dressing, but on teachability. Do you understand? So the dressing only revealed their teachability quotient. Do you get the drift? So we're looking at a circumstance that says, oh, this person dresses, doesn't dress so well, but doesn't mind to learn. In fact, the person will even tell you, oh, help me combine, help me put this and that together. So you know that, okay, this person is teachable. They were just not exposed, you know, correctly, and they just didn't know to learn about dressing better as an individual. So you also try them in several other things. When you make suggestions, do they listen? Do they take those suggestions and actually put them to work? Then you would find out that, okay, yes, this person is teachable. I can put this person on my consideration list. Do you get? So see, I want you to understand this. Many times we say things based on what we read in books or what others said. What if this guy that you are considering currently has all the qualities you desire, and he's not, please, I'm going to use this very carefully, he's not too attractive for now, in terms of looks. So I'm thinking, what if he's not too hot, you know, but he has the potential of becoming a hottie. How will one be able to look past that and know that with time he will manifest all that and even much more? Okay, now God will not give you someone that irritates you. Please do not mix this up. Okay, God is not an author of confusion. I'm not saying, oh, come on, be managing someone. No, let me just quickly issue a disclaimer here that I'm not saying manage anybody. You should not be with someone you feel absolutely nothing for, or someone you cannot even stand. Like, this person irritates you, you know. I'm saying this one, you like the person, but then you feel, maybe it's not dark enough. The color is like chocolate, but, you know, it's not that dark. I'm talking about things like that. Or you, your list always said, Omani gap tooth. Permit my vernacular. Like, he's supposed to have gap tooth, you know, or dimples. That dimple matter, it's not a small something. Like, he's supposed to have gap tooth or dimples or pink lips. Hey! Pink lips, like you have always wanted. But it looks great. I mean, he still looks very fine. And it does not irritate you. You know, you have a great friendship, and it's a purposeful, you know, friendship that both of you have had so far. But I'm just saying, you know, he's just not dark enough. He does not have the gap tooth, doesn't have the dimples, doesn't have the very pink lips. But I mean, the lips still look nice, you know. Now, the issue here is that now your friends, they feel like, oh, he's not that hot, you know. But deep down, you yourself, you that is the polished and fit queen, you are saying, I really like this guy. You now, your turn between making the choice and going with what others want for you. Now, please make sure that your choice is not someone else's imaginary dream, and thereby misperpose. Please pay attention to this. Okay, now going on with still checking out this our hot guy. What about education? What about family background? Does he speak Queen's English? Hey, attractive as per six packs. Is there hair on the chest, you know? Is he the beard gang brother? Does he have the side beard, properly shaped and all? What about hotness? What about a cool bum size? I don't know how this works, but even very spiritual sisters, I don't know this thing about, the guy having at least small bum, here and there. I mean, it's not only guys these days that are looking for ladies that have all the curves and all of that. Sometimes too, ladies, I've seen ladies down there list. The guy should also have a cool bum size, I'm just talking about what some generalists usually look like, pink lips, gap tooth, dimples, clean haircut, nails well trimmed, age difference on point, tribe, the right tribe that you want. The guy can sing. This singing thing, many of us, I mean, we always have it in our list, so that he can sing and wake me up and all of that, and then a sense of humor. The guy can also do chores, can serve breakfast in bed, money pumping. Oh, shave, Mr. Romantic. I mean, I'm saying a more chestnutish kind of kind of person. Am I in your compound? Am I describing what your list feels like? Okay, please don't feel attacked. Please, on this exercise, feel free and be yourself. Don't worry now. You're not submitting this list to me per se. It's just a fun activity for you and an awakening in going on with your journey. Do you get? Please, oh, make your rich your list a very, very rich list. Make sure the list is on point, okay? All things are possible to them that believe. Everything is a matter of priority and perspective, okay? It's just like having a car and getting it pimped. If the engine of the car is bad, that is a bigger challenge. Make sure you are going for a good engine and a good package. Not a good package with a bad engine. We can always change the paint of a car. But engine replacement is a different world altogether. I'm saying let your compilation go all out, but have the right perspective while you do so. Do you understand me? When you build your future husband in prayer, everything comes together. And people will start wishing to have what you have, not knowing that you have invested on your knees for the gift you have received. Sometimes people want what other people have, not knowing that it took a process. Some men did not start out looking as fine as they currently look, but God, and their wives worked on the demo. And now he's the talk of the nation. See, a man doing well will always be an attraction. So you, are you willing to build your own? Time happens to them all. He always goes before us to prepare a place for us. And trust me, when is God preparing a place for us, it's always a good place. I have also seen very fine faces and looks, but their hearts, very wicked hearts. Let's be guided, though, as we make our choices. I'm not saying go for someone you have zero chemistry for. I never said that. That can become a future problem, as you need that attraction, for intimacy in marriage eventually. But ensure that your list is balanced and what you really desire in line with God's purpose is what, really is and is God's will for you and not just what a novel recommended for you. Do you get? Let me give you another practical, life scenario. Okay, so I know someone who used to ask a lot of ladies out, okay, like some years back. And because he wasn't in quotes now, hot at that time, many ladies used to talk, as in they turned down his proposal, yeah. As per this guy is not hot. That was their only reason, nothing else. So no, they didn't check prospect, they didn't check his futuristic, they didn't check that he's hardworking, they didn't check several other things about him, And they're just like, oh, he's not up to their standard. Oh, they said they want a very that yes, he's hardworking, but they don't have such time or they don't want all of that, Well, at the end of the day, later he married a lady that accepted him as he was. But how that's uncle now. He's such a big boy. If you see him, he's serious as a billionaire. His dressing game has changed like 100%. He's looking so hot now when you see him. Even myself, I surprised now. Per se, I shock at his transformation, And I'm not among those you asked out to ahem before you use side eye to look at me somehow. But I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes it may not be what you think from the beginning. You need to have very strong discernment to be able to make a sound choice in this area. So I once listened to a message on, you know, what may look good now and it won't be good in the future. God actually knows what is best for us. The man may not look, now in terms of physical feature, I'm not talking about values or purpose or anything major. These ones are, I see them as untouchable areas, okay? I'm saying maybe it doesn't look like 100% of what you have written down or desired. But later you see how glorious everything will be in following God's instruction to you. So everyone has their own personal instruction, okay? So this is why I would always say, and you hear me say this over and over again in this course, is that discernment is everything. It is everything. I'm so confident in God that after this course, that is when all is done, you will be on a different level and you'll make choices that are most suitable for your destiny. At the end of the day, my sister, there is a handsomeness that success brings you. May we not miss it, because all we can see is just today. Okay? Above all, please, we must be led by God. He alone can maintain your lot and the portion of your inheritance. He can choose for you a land that is filled with gold. That for now, that land, it's filled with gold, but it looks like a forest right now. So it takes complete trust actually in God. That trust you can only develop from a conscious walk with him. I'm talking about a daily walk. When you get to that level of trust, you're knowing that every step you take is an ordered one. Do you get? So if other areas check out, but few things that are not major, but mostly physical, maybe color, oh, you wanted fair, but this one is chocolate, so it's dark, you know. Or you wanted the six-packs. My sister, please register him in the gym. If it means a lot to you, if that pack of 18, maybe for now his pack is just one pack. You can register him in the gym now so that the six-packs will begin to manifest. Nobody came with six-packs from heaven. They exercise for it. So, hey, muscles can be built. So, but let's not just say that. I mean, every other thing checks out. He's good-looking. He's doing everything else. But just say, kai, see, this guy is just a one-pack or two-packs. I mean, six. I've always desired six. I've seen Hercules. I want the chest to be broad, to be able to carry. Auntie, go and register him in the gym. You understand? I've also seen a man, okay, with a very strong accent, as in very, very strong accent. Guess what? A babe that he was asking out, she influenced him to take elocution classes, and that changed everything about the way the guy speaks. And his attraction value, increased so much that many ladies were trying to market themselves to him. But the investing babe, the babe that invested, marked her territory with a strong keep off sign, warned everybody and said, please don't even dare come around. You saw him since when he had that strong accent. He wasn't attractive then. Now I've worked on him, brushed him up and all of that. He's now suddenly an attraction to you. I beg, back off, you know, that kind of thing. So sometimes, you know, all we are looking at or desiring, no, I want my guy to look like or to be like, sometimes just someone's investment. Do you get? What about if this dressing thing, because honestly, it's amazing that many times I've talked to ladies and they're like, oh, you know, this swag, he has to have the swag. He needs to have the swag. But what about getting him a personal stylist for a while? If you feel like his combinations are not so great, if you can afford it, you can do this in love and it'll be a worthy investment. Like I said, if it matters a lot to you, sometimes a little input can just change the game. I'm saying the looks area now. Nothing compromise related. Please do not say what I didn't say, okay? Some people were just not brought up in a certain way and some people are just not exposed, do you get? So some other times, helping them, you know, enroll in a finishing school can make a world of difference. And people often do not forget those who invested deliberately into them. Please, I am not saying clone people or force them into your mood. But for someone who is amazing, but just does not know the basic things, but is very willing to learn, and you do not mind working with them, girl, then do not let that stop you. So long as God has given you the go ahead, with the assurance that this guy is for you, go on with him.
do what you need to do, so long as you're convinced about it. Let me show you one scripture that I saw. 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7 in Message Bible, it says, "But God told Samuel, looks aren't everything. Don't be impressed with his looks and stature. I have already eliminated him. God judges persons differently than humans do. Men and women look at the face. God looks into, he investigates the heart." Okay, so for this model, it was deliberately base level, okay? And I just feel like God strongly wants to, you know, position us, but we need to be prepared for what God is preparing for us. No vague impression. So this is my last part for this particular model. You need to move from the system of wishing and hoping and having vague ideas of what you want your marital life to look like and be deliberate about it, okay? Marriage is beyond just you and your man being compatible. Becoming one is indeed a process. It is never overnight. Therefore, it is important to put your plans on paper. If you have a good knowledge about vision, you know, doing vision boarding, then you can create a vision board for your married life and start speaking it into existence. Do not go into marriage blindly without putting in any form of investment, okay? How beautiful, girl, will it be if when you meet your prepared man, you are also prepared? It is time for work. Define it all. Let's go on this journey already. Welcome on board to the Polished and Fit Marriage Preparatory Course. I love you so much, and I'm so excited to be doing this with you. So please look out for the model task and ensure that you get to do it, okay? For the task, I would need you to get what I call your Polished and Fit Marriage Preparatory, you know, journal, because this is where you're going to be answering a whole lot of the questions, things that you learn from this course. I want you to actually write them down, okay, so that you can go ahead and put them into practice and do all that needs to be done, okay? So please make sure you take your model task and complete everything that needs to be done as you're doing that at this time, okay? So please feel free to expand it beyond the scope. This was simply an awakening. Thank you for taking session one, model one of this preparatory course. I am super excited to walk this journey with you. Looking forward to sharing more insights and moments with you. You never recover from a good start. Welcome to a Polished and Fit You for your marital destiny. I'm your privileged project facilitator. My name is Feintoluwa Ademola Adetuberu, or you can call me FT, the Awakener. Thank you so much. I love you, and I look forward to seeing you in Model 2. Have a beautiful, beautiful experience.